What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the long-awaited cast. It has been an entirely too long. It's just been way, way too long. This is episode 32. I have someone who hasn't actually been on the podcast in a while, and the last time you were here, you were quiet, so...
The last time? I mean, the last time I was here, I was really quiet. This is Baguetta, everybody. What's up?
Lively.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, podcast time. Everybody should be in a good mood.
Podcast time and leftovers from last night.
Yeah. That's just a win-win situation.
That's a win-win-win.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have Dom.
Hello. Hey, everybody.
I'm just letting you draw it out.
Yeah, you guys are looking at me like you want me to say something.
I come up with this whole, hey, guys, you're
redeeming yourself from last time. I talked enough.
You're on here all the time. I got to make up for
I guess, yeah, I was going to ask you that. Am I like a regular now, kind of?
This would be your, what, fourth podcast?
It would be my fourth. It would have been my fifth. I recorded the material for five.
Yeah, this is true. But in all honesty, we've lost maybe three or four episodes, like full length episodes, you know.
Yeah.
Over the course of having this podcast, you know. So
I'd say you're like the fiber of this thing, though. You're keeping it regular.
I enjoy it, and I always get excited when you ask me to be on it.
I can see it on your face.
Yeah,
it's just your face hasn't changed at all, and that just I can see the excitement is excreting out of your pores.
No, I'm running on 0 hours of sleep right now. I worked 4:30 in the morning to 1 today.
Oh,
and
so
literally just came over here right after work, so I'm like dead tired. That's why I got this.
That'll be good.
Good sound.
Everybody,
so I got this
that.
Rock star. This is like advertising for your podcast.
I also have a monster.
Rockstar.
But I prefer the monsters.
I spilled it on myself.
You spilled a little bit.
You were a little excited.
I'm tired. I haven't slept all day. Yeah, I haven't slept since Wednesday night.
What's today? Today's Friday.
Friday.
I woke up on Thursday morning and just haven't slept since.
You deserve that rock star.
Yeah, it'll definitely... Well, the only reason I'm drinking it... I haven't even drank any, like, energy drinks today to get through work. Like, I did it all natural. But I'm only drinking it right now for one reason, to pop the cap on the microphone.
Yeah, I figured. I was like, okay, well, he's not going to open it before the cast. All right.
And hopefully that sound comes out good. And also because... I could go to sleep right now if I wanted to. But if I sleep any earlier than like 8 o'clock, then I'm gonna wake up really late at night.
Yeah,
it's just gonna throw everything off.
That and you'd fall asleep in my lap right now, and
I wish.
That's
awkward.
No, it's not gonna be awkward. It's just gonna be good times for me. You know,
exactly. Be the best time to have a video podcast. we're all pretty low on sleep right now. I only got about 2 hours of sleep last night, and I don't even know your situation.
I went to sleep at 5 in the morning. I don't know. And then I woke up at 7 and went to the bathroom and tried to fall asleep again, and then just stayed in bed. And
it's a good place.
It's comfortable in there.
It
really
saves
is.
Time.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to get up and go to the bathroom, you're just like, fuck it, I'm already in the bathroom.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, my legs fall asleep, so it's like I don't want to get up anyway.
That's why I sleep in the tub.
Yeah.
You do both. Gotta take a shit. What? Who cares? Turn on a shower.
Just turn on the shower and blast it. I set it to just massage.
Just go for it.
I set the head to massage and just go. It's all good.
Don't have to worry about it.
Speaking of bathrooms, have I ever made a joke about the sign in there? The home tweet home?
No, you haven't.
All right, well, here it is. Wow, they must really like Twitter.
Oh.
That was good. As a knee slapper.
I'm pretty sure I made that joke. Maybe you weren't in the room.
But possibly.
It might have been the last time I was here with Sean. Be like, hey, they really like Twitter.
Every sleep-deprived person listening to this podcast right now is cracking up.
Mission accomplished.
Man, that's amazing. I can't believe that.
I know, people are going to start buying those signs now. I like Twitter more than this guy. I'll prove it.
What he's referencing to is that in our bathroom we have like this little wooden sign that has like cut out little
birds,
I guess. I think. And it says home tweet home.
Home tweet home.
Yeah, it's very grandma-ish.
Yeah, like
I like it.
We used to have one in my house that said it was handcrafted by my mom's mom. It said the Baguetta family welcomes you. And it was a sheep, and you was spelled E-W-E. I was like, oh, clever.
Play on words.
Clever.
Someone's been reading the dictionary.
Is that implying that you're above anyone that walks into your house because they're sheep?
What's an Eevee?
Is that a Pokemon?
I'd be pretty flattered if I came into your house and you addressed me as a Pokemon. Thank you. You guys are so nice.
Hello, Blastoise.
Where's
How
the pizza
you?
And cookies?
The party hats.
Upload Twitter. I'm going to get my tweet on, bitches.
There's this... on Jimmy Fallon, there's this guy... I forgot his name, but he... They did this little skit where this guy, he's just coming out with this new CD and everything like that, and he walks up to his piano and everything, and the CD is called, I think it was just called Singing Kanye West's Tweets. And he would just sit there and play, like, this super, you know, awesome tune, and then he would sing what he was saying. That's but it was awesome. All stupid shit, like, let's all toast the dumbass motherfuckers tonight or something like that, and he was like singing it while playing the piano, and
I'm gonna have to check that
hilarious.
Out.
Hilarious.
It's
hilarious.
Like my friends, I was talking to you guys about him earlier about the whole pizza cookies thing. Mm-hmm. On his podcast, one of their other segments they have is how's Ye doing, and mm-hmm. he just goes and reads what Kanye's been tweeting, and it's like the stuff that guy tweets is like, what? You're like, what the hell is going on with this guy?
He's the voice of a generation. You may not understand his level of tweetness.
But it's like, what? This guy is crazy. So I started following him on Twitter.
I think he's a contender for shit, my dad says.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm just watching Tom go, yeah.
I don't watch.
I'm just saying, like, the way you're acting, because you're, like, half asleep.
I'm heck out of it. Like, people kept on mentioning that to me today. So are you okay?
You're going to sleep like a rock tonight, though.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be a great sleep. I love sleeps like that. Like, I hate the part that you're in right now where it's just groggy and you're like, you know, I want to just sleep.
It's been worse, though. I'm actually feel pretty good right now.
Yeah. This you seem pretty lively, actually, for some
This is probably going to give me a little bit of buzz because
just a little
on an empty stomach, and I don't usually drink these, so.
That's a double dose.
If I start getting crazy and start kicking things, you'll know why.
And we may have to end the podcast prematurely.
I might get a bloody nose or something. Or worse.
Maybe, yeah. Hmm. You never know.
Yeah, we'll put pictures of the damage up on the website if he does.
I'll try to record it. I was thinking, you know, on the way over here, as I always do on my way over here, you know, what am I going to think? What am I going to talk about? Or what are they going to want to talk about? Mm-hmm. And, I realize, like, it's February. It still feels like January for some reason.
Every single person I've talked to has already said that. Like,
yeah.
Me and Terry the other day were talking, and I was like, dude, it's fucking February.
Yeah.
And he goes, I know.
Like, the other day, it was Groundhog Day. I was like, oh, shit, that's in February, though. Oh, shit, it's February.
Just all, like, clicks at once halfway
too
through
much
February.
Information.
Whoa.
Usually I make a big old deal about Groundhog Day, too. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch Groundhog Day. But I totally forgot. It's like, it just came and went. I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
Seriously, what the fuck happened with Jen and Jenny?
Nothing, really.
And what's up with the dry winter this year?
Yeah.
Like, this seems like a lot of boring stuff to talk about. Like, it's like,
how's the
weather
out there?
No, but it's true. You really do notice the weather. I mean,
yeah, because you think, like, when I think back as a kid, I think, you know, that time of November, you know, all the way mid-February and even a little bit into March, it's just like rain.
All
it seemed like it was like that last year.
And
this year's weird.
Yeah, it didn't feel like we had that many rainy days.
It was a lot of thick, wet fog, but that was about it.
Tons of fog.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. But only for a little bit.
It was a solid week of, like, heavy fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only noticed one day in particular when the fog was just so bad. And I was trying to drive home through the freeway and just
And people get crazy with the fog. Like when I'm at work,
you mean stupid?
Yeah, they get stupid.
Yeah,
they get
it's
stupid.
Not crazy. Like because there could be some method to crazy.
Yeah,
there's no method with stupid. Yeah.
Like when I'm at work, I'll be standing outside when everybody's leaving the school. I stand guard outside of school, and
with your M14,
totally, and they're like, as people are leaving class and they see the fog and they're like, oh my god, it's so foggy, how am I supposed to drive like this? And I'm like, wait, you said the same thing last week when it was fog. It's like every time, it's like the first time they've seen fog and they don't know how to drive.
Yeah, we live in the valley of California, so it's like when we get extreme weather like that, it always throws us for a loop. We're like, well, wait, I've been doing this for a week, but come on, this is crazy. You know,
this is nuts.
Yeah, and it's just I had to commute to downtown Modesto to go to the bank twice during that fog, and horrible time. It takes me 45 minutes to get there normally, yeah, just because it's on the back side.
Oh yeah,
of Modesto,
the far side,
right.
Far side.
So you got to go through the town and everything, and people are just stupid. Like, they don't turn on their lights. I counted the people going through there. No one turns on their fucking headlights. I don't get that.
Yeah,
it's like you're asking to get hit,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Especially, it happened a lot when I saw it was always white or gray cars. I'm like, no one can see you.
Yeah.
I can't see you until I'm on top of you.
It's like, dude, paint your car purple or turn on your lights. It's that simple.
The other thing was the high beams. People kept going to the high beams. I'm like, that's like the first thing they tell you.
Don't use your high
don't
beams.
Don't use your
fog.
High beams.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And then
that makes it so much worse to see.
And then I've been driving my mom's car too, and from Modesto, and mm-hmm. it's a big old Suburban, and they got the fog lights on there. And those are just those low set ones and everything. I turn those on, and people start flashing me like, "Hey, turn your lights off. Turn off your brights." I'm like, "These aren't my brights. These are my fog lights."
They're just jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Hey, calm down, buddy."
You just flash them your high beam.
It's like, sucker. I got six lights.
You should have one of those. I don't know if it was a car, though. Have you ever seen the movie Little Monsters?
Yeah.
You know how there's that whole thing was involving light? Like, that was a way to destroy the monsters?
Yeah.
And they had these big-ass suits made out of light bulbs and everything. Like, you need one of those.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody,
that's what we gotta do, is we gotta issue those out to people in the fog.
I had no idea what you were talking about until you mentioned those light suits, and then, like, the whole movie just, like, went through my head again.
That was the pinnacle of that movie.
It was. Like, that was the top of that movie.
There was a lot of memorable things going on, a lot of creepy things for a kid to see.
Yeah, I didn't really like that movie as a kid. I was like,
that was scary.
Yeah.
I saw it once as a kid, and I remember it.
No, I know.
Because it freaked me out. I was like, what?
And it's amazing how that was a kid's movie back then, and nowadays, it's like, kids can't watch that. Ice Age, Pixar.
Yeah, like you have Smash Candy Mouth Man. Doing all your songs as a soundtrack, you know?
If you're lucky.
If you can afford them. Such a high-class band.
You can get me when I get a haircut. That's the thing I always get told when I get my haircut and I do it up like that. They're like, "You look like the guy from Smash Mouth." I'm like,
I don't
"Okay."
Even remember the guy from Smash Mouth?
He looks like me.
He looks like Vegeta.
All right.
Well, there you guys go. Yeah, you can put that mental image in your head. Just Google the guy, the lead singer from Smash Mouth, and you got.
And that's whose voice you're hearing right now. Actually, I think Smash Mouth pays Pixar to make music for them.
Come on, man.
It's like, come on, I'll pay you money. It's like, all right,
what was
fine.
Their one song?
All-Star.
All-Star, yeah.
That was really popular.
Yeah, just like, come on, just play All-Star one just a little bit, 30 seconds, just to get the kids going a bit.
I played this for an entire month in 1998. bought an iMac.
It was my childhood soundtrack.
Trying to figure out what the intranet was. Weird.
You know what's funny is that I didn't have the album All That Music was on, but I got one of their later albums. And it was one of the ones that nobody got. But I was like, hey, Smash Mouth, they have an album. I'll get that. So I got it, and it was actually pretty good. But, nobody knows what it was. And then I heard one of the songs one time when I was at Applebee's, and I was singing along to it, and everybody's like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, I'm like,
these
I'm
are
like,
the Smash Mouth songs you don't know.
Yeah, it's like you guys didn't know this was Smash Mouth. Oh, am I not supposed to guess? I'm sorry.
I was burping.
I swore.
Oh no, you're fine. Oh,
okay, okay. I wasn't sure. I forgot since last time. I was like, fuck.
Don't half-ass it.
Yeah, go this, all the way.
Well, well, this for sure won't be getting to my parents' ears then.
Oh yeah, they'll be pissed.
They'll be so fucking pissed. They'll be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I almost made them say, "Call me Baguetta." I was like, why would they call me Baguetta?
Kill her own son, Baguetta.
I'm used to being called Baguetta, but they're also Baguetta.
They just use that as a universal term for everybody in your family. Baguetta, what?
Everybody turns around. I'm the only one that responds to it, because I'm the only one that gets called it. So it's like...
You would think they would all respond to it, since it's your last name.
But nobody
when
calls...
When people say Lackman, I'm like, what? not many people say it, but... Yeah. But I respond to it.
I guess everybody in my family's gotten used to me as being Baguetta. I am Baguetta.
You are Baguetta.
I am legend.
Yeah, we actually just got done playing some Battlefield before you guys came over. We were playing Vietnam. Me, Alex, and Terry.
I haven't had a chance to play that because I haven't had internet.
We got stomped on for like the first four games, but the last one we shut them out.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
that was fun.
Hey, you gotta play when we're done so I could watch. I still haven't even seen any gameplay.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's just... The thing is that I was always really big into sniping on the regular one. I was great at it.
Yeah, you were fantastic at it.
I did the same thing I did that one time. I shot a pilot out of the helicopter twice.
Nice.
And,
I still did it with a shotgun.
I took out a helicopter with a landmine. So,
I laughed like a girl.
Video games. The way that bullets work in Vietnam is different. There's almost like no drop.
So it's like Call of Duty.
Kinda, but there is still drop, but it's just barely.
Yeah,
and
they're just
I'm
more
so
powerful
used-
bullets.
In Vietnam, and they were just like, you know, we should tone it back. All right, it's 2010. Let's bring it back. Take out some of the gunpowder in those bullets.
Yeah, we can't. We don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, no. So, but here's their 50 cal. the bullets they act weird. There's flamethrowers all over the place and vehicles.
You just fire.
Vehicles
everywhere.
Are weak as shit, but they destroy everybody. Like it's stupid. Like you could take out helicopters now with bullets. Like, because there's no locking on rockets, obviously, in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So they made the helicopters weaker, but then they gave the helicopter pilot machine guns and missiles,
which
destroy you.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's dumb.
There's way too many things going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, if people aren't coordinating, like, if you're the only one trying to get out of a vehicle, it was a lot easier beforehand, before Vietnam.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot harder. You kind of have to have at least two people on one vehicle to take it out, unless you use landmines.
Do they have like ATVs or similar?
They have jeeps with the mounted machine guns on the back. Boats fucking rape.
Yeah, the boats. I saw.
Stupid dude.
I saw images of the boats and I was like, those look crazy.
Yeah, like every time there's a boat up, I forget what I'm doing and I just start rushing over there and try to snipe the gunners out. But it's
we need to do that level, not the Vietnam one, but that one with the Jeep thing, whatever that was, where we were all on the Jeep driving around in the hills.
Yeah.
We need to do that again.
Yeah, there's a Jeep. Well, the vehicles, you can listen to music in Vietnam. Old school music. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's fucking awesome. When you get in the helicopter, it's that one sentence. So you're going around playing that song as you're like shooting people.
I imagine Jimi Hendrix playing a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's Vietnam.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's all Vietnam music. Like, all the cliche ones that they use in all the movies everywhere. During loading screens, they'll play the music, so it makes you not feel so bad when you lose.
It's like, I lost, but I feel pretty good right now. I feel pretty mellow.
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely not bad company, too, but, I mean, it's good for Vietnam. It's so much to add in there and not, like, tell anybody, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they had all that shit in there, and... To get the DLC, it's like 10 megs because you're just unlocking that part of the disc.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, they had it planned the entire time.
It's
bullshit.
Oh.
It's fun, though.
It is fun. Fuck you, DICE. being sneaky like that.
Mm-hmm. They released information about Battlefield 3, by the way.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and they're talking about the new Frostbite 2 game engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, and they have one trailer for it. Terrible trailer. You don't see shit.
Yeah.
Except for, excuse me. Nope, no burp. You see in the background, Alex was telling me this, that you see a Harrier jet taking out a helicopter.
Harriers.
Yeah, so we're probably going to see some jets.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see, because I had been playing 1943, and they have the aircraft there, the planes and everything. Those are fun. So I was like, I wanted them to bring that back. So
it'll be interesting. It's a long way.
How's that iPhone there, Dominic?
Actually, I was checking in to Dwight's lair, recording a podcast with Andrew Brigetta and Dwight Lachman.
Fantastic.
I need to get like a painting. Oh, get the mic. It just says like Dwight's lair.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Terry, get on it.
Yeah, Terry, I got four more canvases you can use.
I just, you know, because we've been talking about something that you don't know about.
No, that I know. I have nothing to contribute to that conversation, whatsoever. I don't even know. No. I mean, you know, talk about whatever, but I just don't know what to say, so I don't even try, you know?
Yeah.
One of those things.
That's where we're going to bring it back around and bring it back in.
That game was like my ex, where it was like I was with her all the time, and then she left. And then I don't have internet. I was with it all the time. Now it's gone. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, now that it's back, I want to talk about it again.
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally understandable. I've talked about so many things that other people have no idea what's going on, but that doesn't stop me.
Yeah.
Nor should it you.
There's,
Nor should it you.
There's
It's good.
No, it worked. Yeah. It worked. It's, I mean, not the best choice of words, but it works.
Okay.
I'll understand it when I listen to it later.
I think so, too. I'm going to have to listen to it, too. So.
It was just like two negatives, you know?
Yeah. That's what it was.
That's what probably threw him for a loop. But there hasn't been a whole lot of things that kind of have caught me. I'm building upon like what you're talking about. Like, there's... You've talked about a lot of things that some people don't know about.
Yeah.
There's only a few things in the world that I can't really contribute to, because I've always kind of had my hand in everything. And that's either mainly comic books. And I have recently met someone who's a bigger nerd than I am. And he was talking about working in Linux and coding SSH files and working with Java and shit like that. And I was sitting there like, this sucks. I don't like being on this end of technology. You know, I didn't understand what he was talking about. I'm like, motherfucker, I feel stupid now. And it's like, it's not even things I need to know or want to know. It's just I don't understand. I'm like, what is SSH? What does that mean? No,
well, I know nothing of anything. I have a friend who's like, he's super nerd.
I know everything about nothing.
I have this friend, he's super nerd. I mean, he graduated from Davis, he's an engineer, whatever. He's got this super job, whatever.
It's like three levels higher than a
every
regular
time,
job.
Every time I go to his house, it's like a science experiment. Just walking into a science experiment.
Wait,
he's
what,
like,
what does he do?
He works for this lab that makes metal dust for stuff. Like, it's the
metal
dust.
Metal tusk?
Dust.
Like
no,
tusk?
Metal dust. Oh, like, they use
that makes more sense.
They put it in paint, and they
less
use it
terrifying.
For they use it for special effects. Like, their dust got used for the tornadoes for Twister.
Oh, okay. So it's like debris. Simulated debris, kind of?
No, it's dust. Like, they take metal, and they grind it into flakes.
But the overall...
Yeah, it's like... It's,
you know,
like,
it's supposed to be debris.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Like...
I didn't know that they would have, like, a specific lab for that.
I know.
It was just, like,
a bunch
of shit they swept up in the front of their place.
I can't imagine
it'd
be on high demand, either.
Throw it into a fan.
I don't know fully what he does. It's probably something
he's dissecting
else.
Aliens.
He's doing some coke.
But, yeah.
Just.
Like, I
they
go to...
in movies.
I go
metal
to...
dust, man. It's crazy.
Dry it, man. Dry this. I put it in paint. Like, just look at it, man. Oh, but, like, I go to his house, and he talks to me about stuff that I'm like, what? Like, this last time I went to his house, his dad's all, hey, why don't you show him those double convex mirrors you have? I'm like, okay, show me those double convex mirrors. And so I go over there, and on his table is just, like, this dome, but it's like a two-sided dome, so it's like a...
A ball.
Like a ball.
It's a two-sided dome. It's a ball. That's crazy. Holy
it's
shit.
It's like an oblong ball. It was, like, weird.
Like a football.
Yeah. And, like, on top of it was this jelly bean. And I was like, what's that jelly bean doing there? Yeah. I was like, what's that jelly bean doing there? He's like, hey, why don't you touch that jelly bean? And I was like, what did you do with that jelly bean? He's like, nothing. Just touch it. So I reach over, and I'm like, what's he going to touch that jelly bean? And then when I get to it, I'm like, I'm freaking out because I'm like, what's wrong with this jelly bean? And I touch it, and it's not there. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's all, yeah, look straight down at it. And I look straight down, and the jelly bean's at the bottom, but the mirror's inside. And so it like made a projection of it on top, and it freaked me out. I was like,
"That's
what
nuts!"
That would freak me out too. Like,
I imagine if
hanging out with you anymore, dude.
If, I tried to imagine if what it would have been like if I was high, but I'd never been high. But I imagine it would have been like a million times freakier. Like I would have freaked out, probably killed somebody.
Your brain would have been like,
"No!"
Shut off for a day.
It's like, yeah. So it's like every time I go over there, it's like
you don't know what to expect next.
I thought I was a nerd. I just know what jelly beans.
Invisible sweet tarts and
it helped
bag
me
of Skittles on the table. Oh, sweet! Oh, bitch!
Ah, they're needles. Damn it!
Oh, dick shit, fire! What the fuck? Why are you doing this? Is anything real in this place?
Yeah, it helped me to realize I'm not as much of a nerd as I thought. I'm just like I'm one of those outcast.
That's like
nerds.
Beyond nerd though. That's like something. That's yeah. Like mad scientist.
Because you're like computer nerd and you're like film nerd and he's like science nerd, like super science nerd. Like Bill Nye's like PG. He's rated R science nerd.
That's awesome.
And I'm like,
that's a great
I'm
way
like,
to describe
him. I watch cartoons. I read comic books sometimes. I play video games.
I like video games. I just don't like newer ones. I think I talked about this a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, how much experience have you had with like the newer ones? Because I know you don't have a console.
Well, there was a point where I had a PS2 up until like a couple years ago. I usually used it for to watch movies.
Right. That's what kills me.
And then when I got a DVD player, I didn't need it. Mm-hmm. But I played Guitar Hero a lot at one point, and I played Kingdom Hearts. And
one or two.
Two.
I love two.
And a lot of the Mortal Kombat games, because I just like that mythology behind it.
Yeah, they're bringing out a new one.
Yeah, saw it. And other than that, I would mostly just rather play like... Well, I had that one game for PS2, the... Mega Man Anniversary Collection.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all the Mega Man's, like, exact same style and look and everything from, like, Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. And it's awesome. Fucking loved it. I could play that every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that just kind of shows that, yeah, I'd rather just stick with classics.
There's an article in the latest Game Informer that actually talks about how video games are becoming basically the dominant form of entertainment now. I mean, only 50% of the people, I guess, that took the survey or whatever, 50 or 52% actually go out and see movies now. Jeez. But 97% of those people play video games. So,
I believe
like,
it.
Yeah, and they were talking about how back in like the 80s and 90s, when you played video games and you met another person that played video games, it didn't matter what they were playing. It was the fact that they played video games. You're like, holy crap, you know, that's a great game. We have so much in common and stuff like that. Now, there's such big segregated groups now. Like, you know, say I'm a huge Call of Duty fan. Bagetta plays Battlefield Bad Company 2. Those are, for your reference, those are two of the big hitters.
Yeah.
You know, the two big first-person shooters. People who play Bad Company 2 usually hate the people that play Call of Duty. There's the two extremes.
Yeah.
And so... if we met each other, we would have nothing in common if we were the extremes of those groups. You know, we would just be arguing. It's like, well, we have this, we would have that, and blah, blah, blah.
We'd punch each other.
Right, and so it wasn't ever like that back when. It's like, oh, you play Mario Brothers? That's cool, dude, I play Contra. Yeah. You know? You don't care. It's like, dude, you beat Tetris? That's insane. You're stupid. Or, you know, you're... I
did that on two different platforms, by the way.
Huh?
I've done that on two different platforms now, by the way. I beat Tetris.
Oh, wow.
My Uncle Kenny beat it on a camping trip on his Game Boy. blew our fucking minds. Yeah,
I did it on my phone. It's only 15 levels on the phone, so that was pretty easy. But then I did it on the DS, and it's like 100 levels. And I was like, once I got to the end, I was like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. But then I did it, and it was like, you won. Good job.
Yeah, the article basically ended with just, you know, we're probably never going to get back to the point where,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, we know you play video games.
It's like, get you over know? It, kid.
There's no uniqueness anymore. It's
yeah,
just,
there's no mystery left.
Yeah, there's so many, you know.
The magic's gone.
Yeah. So there's so many out there now that people have their extremes, you know. Some people like RPGs, and some people like first-person shooters. And
it's weird that you said that whole thing, though, about the, you know, it's like kind of segregated into different groups and stuff, because that is really how it is. Like,
it is.
These are like, I don't want to say cult, but like followings. But it's the same thing. It's not just video games. It's with movies and music and rock stars and stuff. Like, you've seen the people that like are just so into a movie star or a rock star. Like, they follow them. They have everything about them. They look up information on them. Like, that's crazy.
I have fans like that.
Yeah. I imagine. I'm one of them, you know? Speaking from experience. But I don't know. It's something about, like, cause it's not like the person, it's not like you're interested in what they're doing on stage. You're interested in, like, their normal life. Like, these people who
you've
are obsessed
with... You've taken it to
with,
that level.
Yeah. The people that are, like, obsessed with Justin Bieber, they want to know what he's doing when he's not on stage.
There's that one article where people are, like, they were pissed that he trimmed his hair. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, a picture of his hair that looked like shit because it was, like, all over his face. And the next one looked great. It was trimmed. I mean, it was still a fucking mop top, but it was trimmed now. You can see his eyes and shit.
He made a world
and people
difference.
Were like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah.
Or,
you know?
Or like, there was on Twitter, because he started hanging out with that Selena Gomez girl. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter,
ooh, Selena Gomez.
She's from Wizards of Waverly Place on Disney Channel.
Of course.
I know exactly
brain,
who that is.
Brain fart. I'm
she
sorry.
Dated a Jonas brother.
She dated a Jonas brother. That's her original
she's cute.
Claim.
She's,
that's her,
she's like
her
17.
Claim to
yeah,
fame.
Yeah.
She's a Disney
but,
kid.
She started hanging out around him, and then on Twitter, on her Twitter page, there's been all these death threats from these girls. They're like, you get away from Justin. He is a good kid, and you don't deserve him.
I think that
we're
has a lot to
you.
Do with like the internet giving people a voice, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, anybody can write a letter, but most of these people aren't going to, because writing on Twitter is so much easier, and you can just get away with it.
There's that, I can never say the word. The being anonymous, what's the other one?
Inconspicuous?
No. Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Oh, yeah.
I can never say that word, anonymity. But I always like using it, because that's the best way to describe it. You know, having that anonymousness... online, you know, that gives people that power. It's like, who gives a shit? I don't know this person. They don't know
they don't
me.
Know
blah,
me.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm
know?
Still afraid to say things. Isn't that weird? Even though I've understood what the internet
is. No,
see,
that's the way the internet should be. You should treat it like, you know, people are going to yell at you and you should, or berate you on being stupid, you know?
Especially on YouTube.
But then, there's those people that just talk shit the entire time, and they're known as trolls.
I've told you about that. I told you my story about, like, people
that one guy that kept like talking shit
who thought
on
the movie was like
real and like,
real.
Yeah,
it's like, no, this is a character. It's like, no, I don't care, man. That guy fucking sucks. I'd punch him if I saw him. It's like, no, you can't punch him because he doesn't exist.
Yeah,
like, what the hell, guy?
He's already dead. Now, how do you feel?
Like, am I offended or am I flattered that you're taking this so seriously?
Exactly.
I can't tell anymore. That just like blows my mind in so many different ways that like. The normal instinct says, all right, try to figure out why this guy's so crazy. And the other instinct is,
yeah, because you want to figure out, it's like, okay, why does this guy think this person's real?
Yeah.
Does he think everybody on TV is real?
That's
is
what
that
I said
problem?
To him.
Does he think Batman and everything is real? You know?
Yeah, I did a basic analogy. It's like, you know that Tom Hanks isn't really crippled in his legs, and he didn't go to Vietnam and stuff. Like, he was playing a character in Forrest Gump. Yeah. He didn't grow that beard for fun.
He didn't. Yeah. He isn't some foreign guy in an airport.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good movie.
That was a good
He movie. Wasn't a child at one point and then became big. Like, no way, man. He totally did. I hated it.
I saw a whole documentary on it.
I got my own Zoltar machine.
These are the people that think that movies are documentaries. Every single one of them.
Every single movie.
Like, holy shit, they really got stranded on an island and there's polar bears?
That is a great movie or skit idea. Right there. Oh, just have a person who just like is always like, dude, come check us out. Look at this guy. You know, he's dressing up, fighting awesome. Crime and shit like that. It's like, dude, that's Batman. Haven't you seen Batman? Like,
you know who Batman is?
I'm looking at him right now. He just got one chemical imbalance in his head that it just throws everything off.
No, his parents. No, he grew up to the point where his parents just couldn't ever like break it to him that the Tooth Fairy and everything wasn't real. So he never got that, you know,
that concept
planted in his brain. So he grew up just thinking everything he saw was real.
That's a very interesting idea. Yeah. I have to run with that.
Can expand on that.
I will play that part.
There you go.
We already got half the movie done.
That's it.
Story and cast.
So, speaking on skits and everything like that, Strange Moments. Beginning filming this month?
We're actually... Yeah, I've been filming like smaller stuff, like, you know, I was telling you that there's fake commercials and fake movies right. within the movie.
Right.
I've gotten most of the commercials done, so I just need to edit them and put them together and make them look like a commercial. Mm-hmm. And some of the other fake movies we're going to be filming sometime this week, and the first scenes with Clayton's character, who's the... I don't even really want to say anything. Okay, he's a character in the movie. We're filming his scenes tomorrow. Mm. So tomorrow is the official first shooting day of the movie.
That's cool.
And hopefully it'll just, you know, keep going, and I won't have to take, like, big breaks in between filming.
Yeah, it'd be better to do it consistent, you know?
That's the
even
plan.
If it is just, like, once a week, keep the consistency.
I think we should be able to get a lot done because... The way, like, I always write out each scene and where it's set. So if I find that, like, there's all these different scenes set at the daytime in this house in Tracy, mm-hmm. why not try to film all those in one day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's a good way to write things out.
Especially when you have a lot of... And it sucks because... I mean, it's cool, but it also sucks because there's a really big cast... Mm-hmm. And there's certain scenes in particular where there's a lot of people there, and I just can't, like, kind of, like, fake it. Like, I'd really rather have everyone just be there at the mm-hmm. same time. But it's so difficult because, you know, people work and people...
That's true.
And in one situation, one of the actors in it has a kid, so that, you know, throws things off.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stuff like that. But it should be
fine.
Makes
sense.
I always tend to, like, stress out about it, just try to scheduling everything, because, like, I hate being the guy who schedules anything, like, in social situations, like, at parties and stuff,
mm-hmm.
or if, like, all the friends at the get-together, like, oh, you should call everybody, like, I don't want to do that, I'd rather have someone else do it, and that's exactly what I have to do with this, but,
director.
Hopefully, yeah, it'll
that,
be.
That take is, charge. That is
take charge.
Definition of director.
I know,
right
I know.
Yeah, take charge.
Yeah.
I'm but, excited.
Hire an assistant.
Yeah. You guys are both in it, huh?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it should
I'm not
be
even done with the
exciting.
Script yet. I thought I lost it, and I was about to get a hold of you to get another copy, but then I realized that I moved it from my inbox of my email to my super important part. Like, I have a label on there for super important documents, so I, put it, I
nice.
Moved it over there, and I just found it the other day.
It's cool. I also added a line to yours, which is awesome, but...
Don't tell me.
I'll definitely
just give me the revisions.
Send you, yeah. Send you the revisions.
I was meaning to tell you that that little bit about my part that you sent to me.
Yes.
After reading that, I was like,
"Oh, did I send it to you?"
You just sent me a description of what it's going to
oh,
be
okay,
like.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it was that little bit involving a kid and everything. And
yeah.
I was like, when I said I responded, that's some heavy shit because I was like,
couldn't lift it.
I almost tried. Because I have a kid, you know, and so it's
oh,
like
yeah,
I felt
yeah.
that part. And I was like, dude, that would make me cry if that really happened.
Yeah.
I have to play this part. So if you need
It'd
me
good
to cry,
to get-
if you need me to cry, I can cry. If you need me to be like, I don't know, however you need me to be, man, I could be like that.
Directing.
I can do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely the most awkward scene to film. I don't really think it's that bad, but you know, my judge is different. No, it won't be. It's not like, you know, the worst thing ever. But
I've seen the worst thing ever.
Yeah. It's not Human Centipede or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true. You can keep that in your mind that whatever I do is going to be better.
Well, the thing is like, I've already found that, like, people have tried to compromise, and I just don't do it. And I don't think anybody should, really, with any kind of project, music, movies, anything. But this whole scene, you know, involving a child, it's obviously hard to film. And just because, how many kids do I know? None.
At least one.
Yeah. Well, my friend's brother has a son who's like, I think, 7 or 8, and I always just imagine him in the part just because, you know, he's a cool little kid and his dad's really cool, and he's not like the typical dad, like he's a lot younger, so he's a lot more hip and stuff, and he ended up being really excited about it. And but, you know, I was describing the scene to everybody in the cast, and they're like, dude, this is heavy, like you said, you know?
It is heavy.
And I was like, I know, but, you know, it's heavy for a reason. Like, it's trying to tell a story. It needs to happen, exactly. And everyone was like, well, why don't you just not make it a kid and make it a dog?
No.
Like, no!
People relate with a dog a lot more. Because, I mean, everybody has a dog, but not everybody has a kid yet.
You'd have to understand the scene. I don't know. It's so hard to explain, but
don't change it, Dwight.
This is
going to be awesome.
Hopefully when people do watch it, they'll understand.
Because I personally don't care as much about dogs as I do about kids.
You have a kid, though.
I have a kid. I also have a dog.
So you can relate to that.
I don't like the dog. Yeah, it's my mom's dog. I don't like it.
You can relate to a kid saying a lot more than you can with a dog. But if you don't have a kid and you've always had a dog, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. It's like building off of that relationship.
Yeah, and I see that. But it's also, like, I'm thinking about that, it's kind of weird.
See, I don't know what scene you're talking about, so it's hard for me to...
Yeah, I know. So that's the thing. And I don't even want to say anything.
I didn't want to...
We should probably get off of the kid scene. So, yeah, just jump it. It's,
Oh, the reason that I was talking about February earlier is because, like, two things are happening this month. Three things, really. Two of them only affect me.
I'm assuming Black History Month doesn't affect
you. Oh, four things. Well, you know, growing up in Ripon, the end of this month is Almond Blossom.
Almond Blossom.
And I consciously decided today that I'm not going to have any part of it, just because it was always in one part in Ripon. And it was right by my house, by my friend's house and stuff, so it was always, like, the best place to go. And now they moved it to, like, the newer part of town, which is, like, lame, and nobody wants to go there.
Hmm.
So I'm not going to do it.
I didn't even know about this festival. That town is
the last
away. I went to it last year.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean,
it's cool.
There's
booths.
They
got rides and stuff. It's crazy.
Carnival. It's carnival with booths, you know. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah, it's probably the same as our festivals every fucking year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's kind of cool because it's like, it's a small town still. It's still got that small town like mentality.
Right.
So when the weekend does come, it's the last weekend of February, everyone gets really excited, especially like, you know, the people that have lived in that town their entire lives. Like the old people come out that day.
Yeah, they come out. Oh man, it is bright out here.
Use impossible parking, always cars out. Like, it's fun though, I guess.
People get robbed.
So why don't you just, you're boycotting it basically because they moved it to the new point?
Well, I just don't like going out there, and also just because I don't really go to Ripon at all anymore, and a lot of people I know don't really live in Ripon, but a lot of people do come back for that.
Right.
So there's a possibility I might like go to Ripon just to see people, but it's not really about the festival anymore as much as it is. It's
seeing
like
friends.
It's the one time where it's like a holiday at this point, you know? It's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Almond Blossom.
Right.
But, I don't know. I thought about that today on the way over here. I was like, shit, it's February. Fucking Almond Blossom. And then also, the Oscars are this month.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And I look forward to being disappointed.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea of the Oscars, and I like, you know, it's kind of, it kind of has to do with the whole, you know, magic thing. You know, there was a, there was once in Hollywood, it was like, it was, you know, cool to see an actor walking down the street, and like every once in a while, two people would see him. And now it's like they're followed by photographers and cameras and everything. It's like, it's not, there's nothing cool about it anymore. Like, you see these people all the time. And I don't know, the Oscars still kind of reminds you of a time when Hollywood was really cool.
Yeah.
And they still have these traditions and stuff.
An awards show kind of meant a little bit more.
Yeah. But now it doesn't really mean shit. It's all politics.
You, you get awards for everything.
You're not really, these people aren't really like, and most of the time I've found personally, these people aren't winning because of their talent. They're winning because
their popularity or something.
Popularity, whatever the reason may be.
Whoever whoever paid the most money.
Exactly. I've never really thought that most of the Oscar winners in the latest years like were like the best winners. Especially with Best Picture.
Yeah, yeah, that's been surprising the past couple years.
I'm just glad that Avatar didn't win last year.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I would have been so mad. And,
should have nominated Dances with Wolves with him.
Yeah.
You know, I still haven't seen that. Like, I have it on my phone, because it came preloaded on my phone, and I haven't seen Avatar at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Avatar came preloaded on your phone?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it looks good on my phone, too. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it.
It's worth a watch. I wouldn't say watching it on your phone would be a good good place to watch it. Just watch it somewhere where you can have, you know, an HD
watch source. I'll watch it at Best Buy.
Yeah,
they have it on loop.
Yeah, and watch it just once. You'll realize that it's like, oh, that okay. It was pretty. It was the best.
It looks nice.
At the date that it came out, best 3D that's ever been.
Yeah.
At the time. But now that the technology's out, so movies are going to start using that dual camera bullshit. So, and that entire movie was edited in After Effects.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. Which is the program I use.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool to know that that program's capable of such things like that.
And after watching some videos from Freddie W.
Yeah,
I've been watching some of his videos and on his second channel. Watching the tutorial videos and everything, I've been seeing how some movies use either After Effects or something similar, and I'm like, hey, I've seen Freddy do that, and he's on YouTube. And this is a big production movie.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, it almost seems like Hollywood's cheating a little bit.
It's just becoming more aware to people now. Like, beforehand, no one really knew what was going on, but now with the explosion of the internet, that information is being thrown about now, and it's just like with the celebrity thing. We see him all the time now, so the magic's kind of wearing off, you know?
Yeah.
So when you see, like, Freddie W. or there's a whole laundry list of people on YouTube that put out these tutorials and show you, like, this is what they did for this movie and stuff like that, and they show you, like, the behind the scenes, it's like, well, that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like his stuff a lot.
Me too. I love his stuff. It's fantastic.
The, shit, I had something to go on about that. There's this, this really shitty channel out there called, YouTube Partners or something like that. I don't know. It's some, like, interview thing that I guess YouTube is paying this one chick to interview, YouTube celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like, she's done Cass and G. Her recent one was Freddie W. and them. But she was talking, Cass and G is all-time favorite guy on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's got good stuff.
Yeah, all of his stuff is just great. And they go in and talk about it, like his background and stuff like that. You know, it's like, oh, where'd you start and stuff like that. And he talked about how he worked in retail for 10 years. And then he ended up taking a class in a community school for improv and acting and stuff like that. And he said it just clicked. You know, he just loved it, and he couldn't get enough of it, and he just expanded from there, and he said that he used to go to, like, an Asian food restaurant, you know, or Chinese food, whatever, and they have like a little stand-up comedy thing there, and there's 20 people in there, and half of them didn't even know that there was going to be a live show and stuff like that, and those other half of the people didn't really care to see him. But then he would put up like stuff on YouTube, and he would get like 3 or 4 times as many views, regardless if it was 40 or 60 or whatever, you know? Yeah. And he goes, I'm getting more views on here, so why don't I just start putting more stuff on there? And that's kind of how he built up to being, like, a huge hitter. I think he has, like, 1.3 or 1.5 million subscribers. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a big, big guy on YouTube, and he deserves it because he's hilarious, you know? But they were talking about how internet's going to eventually kill television.
Yeah.
Which I believe it.
I can see it.
Yeah,
it's working.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's weekly and daily shows being put on YouTube. You know, there's...
Everywhere.
I fucking watch YouTube 5 times more often than I do TV shows now. Mm. Like, the daily stuff, you know, even regular shows that they put out, stuff like that. When we get to a point where they're putting out full 20, 25, 30-minute shows every week or something like that, that's fantastic, you know?
It's eliminating the need for television, really. I mean,
I get all the news I care about from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I hate watching the news on TV.
Yeah.
Depressing as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch, like, Philly D, he does news and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he talks about depressing stuff, but it doesn't bug me as much as the news does.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
See, it... That's part of what I think YouTube and stuff like that is taken away from the whole Hollywood actor thing too. The magic from that too, because it's like, even, no offense, Dwight, but even regular people can become famous now.
Yeah, like, I don't know how that would offend me.
Because your regular person just suddenly came famous.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've been kind of involving myself a little bit more with my community lately.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm starting up the Minecraft server here in
mm-hmm.
an hour or so. And been talking to people and stuff like that. And I go into, like, these chat rooms to talk to them. And I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? And no one's saying anything. And I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? And they're just like, hey. I'm like,
it's potato.
You guys are boring. Like, why are you so quiet? And they're like, you're just shy, I guess. You're like a celebrity to us. And I'm like, no, I have a very small part of the internet. And it goes, yeah, but you know, you're
pretty
big part of our lives. So I'm
like you told me, Alex.
That's nuts.
Alex said that the guy in Florida knows you.
Yeah, my buddy Alex, who lives in Florida, he was talking about my videos. This was a long time ago when I only had like 800 subs, and he was talking to his coworker at Target. You know, was talking about one of my videos and stuff like that. And the guy's like, oh, Potato Orgy?
What?
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, you know him? And he goes, yeah, I've seen some of his videos.
That's
and
awesome.
And Alex, he texted me immediately. He goes, dude, someone at my work recognized you. And
that's,
I'm like,
really
holy
cool.
Shit. It's across the fucking country.
Potato Orgy's becoming a household name.
That's awesome, dude. I get excited if someone knows me from, like, Lathrop. I know a guy who knows you from Manteca.
My
cousin.
I don't like when people know me.
Not a big coincidence.
Especially when I don't know them, it's like, hey, how you doing?
That,
like,
that's
who
how
are
I,
you?
I've kind of been.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Comes with the job.
Mm-hmm. Like, because it's weird, because I've put out so many commentaries and stuff now to where I'm just kind of like talking and bullshitting about life.
Yeah.
And people remember that stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember being one of those people where you're like, you're watching like some series or whatever, mm-hmm. like a podcast, the Drunk Tank people over at Rooster Teeth. I've listened to their podcast for a year and a half, 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember shit that they've talked about like tons and tons of episodes, but I can't fucking remember what we talked about last podcast and I was in there. So it's weird being on the other end of that where people are like, hey, what happened to so-and-so on this and that? And I'm like, what episode was that? And they're like, oh, it was on episode 5, about 3.5 minutes in. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys know this, but inner people type like this.
Yeah, they do. They
like karate chop the keyboard. And,
I did know that.
And they wave back and their head back and forth. And it sounds like count. Just, So, yeah, it's weird being on the other end of that, you know. And
it's cool.
It is cool.
I like though. Telling people I know a guy that's internet famous.
Small part of the internet.
I still say it. He's small internet point. Famous.
Still say it.
Still say it. Doesn't
still
mean I'm not
it.
Gonna say it. Yeah.
It's got a nook that says Potato Orgy on it.
My goal by the end of the year is to hit 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, you'll do
my
it.
My maximum, like my the goal that I'm really shooting for is to have more subscribers than 50 Cent on YouTube. You just had to put your mic next to that, huh?
I want everyone to know when I'm starting a drink and when I'm finishing it.
It's good to let people know. I'm sure people are very...
I am done.
I am complete.
Is he done drinking yet?
Finally, he's done with that rock star.
Yeah, but I think 50 Cent only has like 55,000 subscribers or something. I just want to pass him.
You just pass him.
Just
like
so
a...
I can use it as bragging rights. Like, I have more subscribers than 50 Cent. What's up?
You're like, hey, 50, back off.
Yeah. So...
No, that's really cool, though.
It is.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and I like trying to give back as much as possible, too.
You're doing a good job.
I advertise people's stuff, and I'm trying to get Catatonic Cats music, you know, off the ground and going, too. Like, whenever you're done with Strange Moments, I'll plug the shit out of that.
For sure.
You know, because I want people that have talent and, you know, that are out there doing their hardest to get, you know, going. It's like, why aren't people seeing these people, you know? Back fucking 10 years ago, you put some on the internet, there's not a single person out there that wouldn't see it. Now you put it in there and you get lost in the sea of noise where it's just like you get buried by these people that get featured on the front page of YouTube because they have a million subscribers, you know? Tons of people talk about it all the time. It's like, they have great production value and shit like that. It's like, yeah, but you know what? I can give you a list of about a dozen people on YouTube that have like 300,000 to 500,000 subscribers that are talentless. It is all in the editing.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit. I fucking hate that. I do not think that people that don't have talent but good production value should be up there. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It irritates me. So, like, every chance that I get where I see someone who has talent out there, I'll, you know, give them their dues. I'll try to help them out as much as possible. So
that's what I do too. Even though I don't know anybody, you know, I don't know people, but like I use Facebook like as my promotion source.
Oh man, like, you're a total.
Like, hey, watch this. Hey, watch this. I am the whoriest Facebooker ever. Ever.
You're very supportive of
everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Like when you posted one of my videos, like aww.
Touched them,
dude. It's good stuff. It's good stuff, man. I want people to see good stuff.
And then I'm like...
And what the was a good video.
What was I saying? Like, I want to get to 3,250 profile views or page views for the website by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was lingering. It was so close. And you were the one who was like, all right, let's do this. Everybody get the fuck on this website now.
I was like, I'm going to go on it and then go off and then go on it again to see if that works. I'm just going to keep going.
Apparently
on it.
Refresh works.
Nice.
I will kept do on that. Like, I kept on going through different pages. I'm like, why does it keep increasing? I was like, is that me? It must be. God damn it. But, yeah. Networking is a fickle bitch.
That is very true. The cool thing about our website that we have through Squarespace is that it has a bar graph of of what who sees it and stuff like
nice.
That.
Oh, look, that one bar up is me.
that represents Baguetta.
And it'll tell you how many unique people have visited. And then it'll give you all the total paid views as well. So if one person is going through the thing, I only give them one vote, but it'll count towards total
views. Oh, that's good.
So that's what this dark gray one is unique users, and this light gray one is how many page views. Like, that's 971 on February 2nd.
That's me.
Shit.
that was when Alex posted about the Minecraft server, so I was on there like three different times.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this page keeps getting promoted like crazy.
And it'll give you like little pie charts too of like top keywords, top content, top refers and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Comments and stuff like that on the side. So it's cool. This is because I just started kind of promoting the Minecraft server as well during this time, so it's just like...
Yeah, jumped.
Yeah, because I want more people to come to the website because we don't got a lot of people coming here. Like, not a lot of traffic. And I was hoping that the comic would get updated more.
Yeah.
But it's not. And I was hoping that would kind of be the thing that got people to come back. And we also have the cast up here as well. So, down for a little while.
I enjoy the comic. I enjoy the comic.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, Terry is a very talented person, and it's just unfortunate that he has so many other things on his plate too.
Yeah.
And he can't really concentrate on one project at a time, you know?
Like, I can't imagine being as creative and busy as all of you guys. Like, I don't do anything.
I'm not that busy.
Not yet. You're starting production on a movie.
Yeah, I think I'll be getting busier within the next week.
Yeah, get busy.
Definitely. I will be getting busy.
Yeah.
Getting busy all week.
No, when I start a project, I'm 100%, you know, into it,
yeah.
Devoted. That's all I can think about. I, you know, this sounds kind of bad for whoever's listening, but I find that ideas flow better and everything feels better when I'm single.
Yeah.
When I'm with a girl, like, it's not the girl's fault. It's my fault. I just want to spend all that time with her, so I start to get distracted from my real goals.
Exactly it.
And that's just not good. So I don't
girls,
do
you are distracted.
I don't think there's a single guy out there who is who's saying, it's like, come on.
Yeah,
let a girl distract you.
No. Girls have that spell over you.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
I would hope that it's the same way on the other end as well.
That'd be nice.
It's probably not as much, but...
yeah, it's whatever.
They have a lot of power.
This is...
Which is stupid.
We just can't let them know that. You don't really have that much power.
Just kidding.
We're just kidding.
It's just a joke that us guys say.
Let's go grab beers. Let's go
really
grab
don't.
Beers.
So. Okay. You want to get to your social topic?
All right.
Yeah. Switch gears.
Do you remember what the keyboard thing was?
It was
I don't even remember.
Demo thing. It's not plugged in right now, though.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as some of you viewers may know, viewers or listeners.
They could be watching the bar go by, but I feel sorry for those people.
Hey. I'm not
watching the bar go by. It's like, oh,
it's
man.
It's got a picture that says the cast, and then I watch the time. Like, how much time
I'm
is
not
left?
Addressing those people.
Attention all normal listeners.
Attention all listeners. As you may or may not know, when I'm on the podcast, I tend to have a social issue, and this time it's no exception. I have a social issue, and I'm going to address it right now. My social issue of this podcast is a little show called Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
Tiaras, whatever you pronounce it.
Tiaras.
Basically, if you don't know what this show is, it's about these women who used to be attractive at one point in their lives, and, you know, go into modeling and beauty pageants and Miss America and all that stuff. They've gotten older and not
horrendous.
As attractive.
Horrendous.
Horrendous, yeah. And they've had kids since then, and then they realize, oh, well, I'll just live my failed dreams through my daughter. And that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrifying. These little girls, sometimes not older than like 6 or 7, put fake teeth in to their mouths so they have a perfect straight smile. They spray tan. They do a lot of hair, a lot of makeup. I've seen the show before. It's repulsive.
It's disgusting.
The worst thing that I saw actually was recently. It was one of those things because it was one of the focal points of Talk Soup.
Okay.
You know, Talk Soup, you know, makes fun of all the reality shows.
Well,
Toddlers and Tiaras
is a
very easy target. And there's this thing where this is actually a little girl whose older sister was the one in the pageants. So this girl was only like 4 years old. This is what makes it so disturbing to have to say this. But her mom started dressing her up as like Madonna outfits. So one of the outfits she wore was from Madonna's, I don't remember what song it was, but you know, it's just the cones on her breasts.
Yeah.
I think everyone has a visual at one point right now.
Okay.
And this is a 4-year-old girl wearing these, like, provocative, sexy clothes and stuff. And it's like, dude, this little girl is 4 years old. Like, does anybody not see the
implications?
Are you
grossness
crazy?
In this? Yeah, it just disturbs me. And I don't understand it. I feel like it should be illegal in some sense. But I guess if the kids say it's okay and it's their parents, what can you really do?
See, the thing is that they're just... They're too young to be able to make decisions like that on their own.
Yeah,
it's like they
definitely.
Don't see the big picture of it. They're just like, oh, you want me to do this? Okay, mom. You're my mom.
And
so,
I trust you.
I think a lot of these parents, too, will like intentionally make the kids feel bad if they say no.
Yeah.
Like parents can convince their kids to do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
And it's not very far-fetched. Especially at such a young
age, you know? Yeah. Their minds are feeble, and they're still learning and everything like that.
Exactly.
You know, throwing them into these situations is... It's not healthy.
It can't
it's not,
be.
It's not that it can't be healthy. It's not healthy. Yeah. So,
It's very strange.
I haven't seen the actual show, but I've seen, like, trailers, or not yeah, trailers, previews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've seen, you know, the spray tan part, you know, where, like, the mom's covering God. The girl's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and then I saw just one of the girls kind of, like, posing at the end. She didn't look real.
Yeah.
I know, they look like dolls.
Yeah, like, literal dolls. Like, a lot of people say, it's like, oh, she's so perfect, she looks like, you know, she's, you know, not real and stuff like that. These kids don't look real at all. They literally look fake. And they're sitting there, like, you know, perfect smiles and stuff like that. And it's like, no, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No,
you know,
it's
and you
creepy.
See the mom in the background doing, like, the moves and stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's what shows that they're really living their dreams.
Vicarious.
They wish so bad that they were in her spot. It's weird. It's psychological issues.
It's stuff like that, and it's promoting, like, all the early sexual development in children. I mean, the last study I read is saying that children were having sex at the age of 10. And I'm like, are you serious? I didn't know what it was until I was 18.
I'm still not really sure what it is.
I don't know. It's
that's
confusing.
That's the mystery of life. You just
it's like,
really
what,
know.
What? And kids are doing it that at 10. I remember at 10, I was still running away from girls. I was still... I was
I think I was still
was
playing
like,
with Power Rangers.
That was Power Rangers. That was, you know, all sorts of stuff.
I like, definitely agree with that, though. I think that a lot of kids... maybe not necessarily have sex, but they definitely there's some kind of sexuality going on when they're at a young age. Because
I mean, it's
crazy.
They have them wearing bikinis and stuff.
I know.
They have the bikini contest. I'm like,
it's very strange.
Are you kidding? See, they're used to running around without their clothes on. They're used to they're used to wanting to look as sexy as possible. The parents use those words around the kids.
Yeah,
and so it's like. What do you expect when they get older and, like, not much older, and they're already pregnant, and then we get shows like 16 and Pregnant.
See, it's just one TV show to the next.
Yeah.
And then once they're 18 and older, then they get on the real world, and then, they're like, I miss my kid, you know, and start bitch-slapping people.
And then they want to have 8 kids, so they get on Oprah.
Exactly. One TV show to the next, you know? And then by the time they're 45 or whatever, they're on Jerry Springer in a pool of poop.
See, you know? I think that a lot of these parents think that, well, you know, it's not harming her, so what's the big deal? I think more of them should take
the
time.
I want to see the fucking proof that it is not harming that kid.
You have to actually interview those kids, like, without the parents in the room, you know?
Because you can't see what's going on in the head. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the head.
Also, these parents seem to... take the time to realize, like, okay, it might not seem weird to them right now, but just think about how they're going to feel about this, like, when they're older, looking back on it. And now there's, like, documentation on it. They can just pick up a tape or a DVD and watch all this shit that went down.
Exactly.
It's like, it's pretty weird. I don't know if you can see it, but we can see it. That's why we're watching the show.
Yeah, that's why it's a show. That's why people watch it, because they're watching you be retarded.
Yeah.
They're not watching the kids be pretty. No, they're watching how crazy you are.
We're watching you being a psycho bitch.
It's like in Little Miss Sunshine. You ever watch that movie?
Yep.
But then they really addressed it in that movie. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. Like, we don't want to have any part of this.
Yeah. But. The thing is that those mothers and stuff, are there any fathers doing that? I think it's all
dude, the
on.
Fathers are not involved in any way. And I can't imagine there's too many fathers out there that'd be like, oh yeah, cool, you know, beauty pageant.
What?
It's probably more of a thing where like, well, just do whatever you want, you know, it's the mom's thing. And it's not like a guy really has that much opinion on that kind of subject, you know? Like, the mom's going to pretty much be the deciding factor.
I just want to see, like... like a parody of that show, just like one episode where it's just like all the dads like hanging out and it's like, yeah, you know, oh, how'd your daughter do in that show and stuff like that, and it's like, oh yeah, no, I saw that one, dude, she was hot, dude. She was fucking,
she looked
that's
like
a
that
10 right there.
She looked like that cheerleader I banged in high school.
She's 5. What?
Nah,
why is she wearing makeup?
She's 18.
Oh, she's got a spray
tan. It's just another dad going, yeah. I'm like pounding it and stuff.
Did you ever see the movie Bruno?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that whole scene when he was asking the moms about, like, all right, well, we want to do a modeling shoot with your baby, you know, is it okay if we, you know, put this baby around a bunch of guns and some axes and stuff? And all these parents are just like, oh, yeah, it's fine, you know, it's yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, what are you doing? Like, that's a baby. You guys just are crazy.
That, that thing of fame, you know, it's like, wait, what? It'll be in a magazine or a billboard or something? Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Money?
Nullifications,
yeah.
You know.
I have guns and my kid hasn't seen them.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's you know.
Well, I don't think he's not old enough yet. Is
well,
he?
He's not old enough to go shoot him, no.
But. Well, no, I'm saying about like gun safety and stuff. My dad, he told me about and explained to me about guns when I was like a 10 or so.
Yeah, he's only 3.
Yeah, see, yeah, he's nowhere near ready to
nowhere near.
Yeah.
He, I mean, he knows. He doesn't call them guns, though. He calls them doi dois because they make that sound. Doi, doi, doi.
Oh, nice.
Definitely not old enough yet.
Yeah, yeah. He'll ask me. He's like, "You like doi dois?" Because he's seen me play video games sometimes, right. And like, I try to keep him away from them. But sometimes I have my games in the garage, and sometimes he'll come out to the garage.
What was that boing?
Ice cream man.
Huh. It sounded
weird.
Like someone's phone, like,
okay,
text
this is the weirdest winter ever. Not only is it not cold, but there's an ice cream man.
I didn't even make that connection.
I heard the sound you were talking about, too.
Yeah,
that's
what bothered me. Like, yeah, it wasn't the fact that there's an ice cream man out there, but that's a great point. It's still fucking winter.
Yeah.
It's fucking February.
You probably don't remember, because you were pretty drunk, but there was an ice cream truck when we were out leaving the bar that one night. There was an ice cream truck there. We were trying to figure it out if it was an Indian ice cream truck or if it was a Mexican ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. They're like, you got to stand 10 feet away from it. And you can get the smell. And so you go over there, and we're like, no, Dwight, no, stop, stop, stop. Don't go too close, because we were freaking out.
Yeah. I remember coming back and saying, no, it's a taco truck. It says Jesus on the side.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah. It's just, that was an interesting night.
You went to the bar? You got drunk?
I didn't drink, no.
You ever got drunk?
I don't drink. No, but Dwight got silly. He got silly. Do you remember seeing the sign on the side of that store? There was a little banner for a tour bus or something like that, or some kind of bus.
Nope.
And it was like in Spanish, and it was like Autobus del Norte, and you're like, I don't want to be part of that, guys. It's like, because it said Norte.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to be part of that.
Nope, don't remember that.
Yeah. What bar was this?
We went to Kelly Brothers for food and everything like that, and have a few drinks. And then we went to 133.
Is 133 across the street from there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, it's like a block away.
Across the street from Janice Music.
I think I only know where the Rusty Hook.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? One by Chubby's.
Oh, Rock.
Rocco's,
yeah. I've only been to those two.
Yeah. Rocco's is okay. I mean, they have pool tables. That's always nice.
So there's a lot of room.
Yeah.
Rusty Hook is like a room.
Yeah, it's basically East Union reunion. Yeah, just, I don't like going there.
So there's like, how many bars total in Manteca?
There's like
three?
Four?
Four.
Four or something.
Rusty Hook, one. Rookies, Rocco. Rookies. Well, Rookies is more like a sports bar, but it still plays.
Yeah.
Rookies and
133. And then they have the Extreme Sports Lounge.
Never been
to. Yeah,
that's like
that's
right around the corner.
By
from
Blockbuster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next
by
to
the
that
library.
Chinese food place and the library.
I feel like only certain people can go in there, though.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a lot of like dive bars like that where there's the Fireside Inn. That's in, technically that's Lathrop, but that's there. But only bikers go there. But I like 133 just because it's usually dead.
Yeah.
And they have the shuffleboard thing. And
that shuffleboard.
That can be pretty fun when you're drunk.
Mm. Or sober like me.
I have one good
shot. Start hustling people. If you're not going to drink.
The people that we were with, like Josh, he does better when he drinks.
Yeah, Josh is insane at that game.
He's weird.
Yeah. Terry was good, too.
Terry was fantastic.
I had one good shot during both games
ruined
we played.
And
one shot that was great, and it was just that one that hangs in the end, and it was worth 4 points, and just the next shot it was gone.
I ruined it. I was the one that killed it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still sorry about it.
Sorry.
And then the last time I went with Josh and Cassandra, I got one of those.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, that was basically my reaction. I was like, yeah. As I was drinking my man mug.
Yes.
It's like, it's a mini pitcher. That's supposed to be like, it's like two glasses worth.
Oh, yeah.
But Josh convinced me to just drink it from the pitcher.
Yeah. Sounds.
So, instead of calling it, the bartender, she said that, yeah, some other guys were calling it a bitch pitcher. Because it's like a half size, and they're like, you know what, fuck that, it's a man mug.
It's a bad mug.
Yeah.
If someone was going to call it a bitch pitcher, I would just combine them and call it a bitcher.
A bitcher. I'm into combining words, too.
Yeah, it's doable.
I was already drinking. I couldn't do that. That was too much.
It's back.
That's the boing.
Fucking boings. You guys probably can't hear it on the podcast.
I think it can pick it up, though. I picked up that dirt bike.
Yeah, but that's different.
That was
a dirt bike.
That was like...
That was kind of loud, though. We were all quiet. Hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it does get picked up.
It's a freaky sound for an ice cream truck.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's like a bunny jumping in there?
It might have been like Pop Goes the Weasel or something. I don't know. But it was like...
That wasn't Pop Goes the Weasel.
Because it was like too fast in between.
There's only like three different songs. Christmas... Or Christmas.
That's...
Ice cream truck.
Christmas truck would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's probably not an ice cream truck then.
It's just portable presents and
candy canes at people. Merry Christmas!
The point of your truck.
It's Christmas.
It's a candy cane gun. Boom!
That'd be awesome.
We sucked on the end, so they're sharp.
You probably don't want to eat them afterwards.
It's a good thing I finished that. Mm.
So, ice cream truck, Christmas truck, taco truck.
Hey, Dominic, you know what I watched the other night?
What?
I watched the Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula.
No way.
Yeah, it was the first time I had ever seen that.
I own that movie, actually. A lot of people don't like it, but I've always liked it.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, Keanu Reeves sucks.
I like Keanu Reeves because he sucks.
If you like him for that reason, that's okay. That's like, you know...
Because he was like, hi, I'm British, whoa.
Oh my god, that's what kills me.
Totally British.
him doing any kind of accent is just like, fuck man, just stick with surfer or American.
Or it's just not surfer or American, it's surfer it's, or surfer American.
That's not politically correct anymore.
No, it should be a surfer American History Month. July would probably be the best one.
I think Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage are the only two actors that I can come out after watching a movie and just literally have no feelings. Like, I don't come out hating or liking it. It's just like, when I saw Scanner Darkly, I was just like...
Okay.
He's boring.
And then off, you know? It's just like, I had no feelings. I didn't hate it. I didn't like it. I wasn't pissed off or there was no moments in there that I liked. I should say, the idea of like those pills and stuff like that, and like the whole body like hologram thing, that was interesting, I guess. But I didn't
he's
come out
a dullard.
Yeah, like what was that? What was that movie? He was in
The Matrix.
No,
you're thinking of the Matrix.
The Alien one. The Alien one. It was like the remake or whatever.
The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yeah, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Well, the thing was...
It was so boring.
They were calling for a mindless robot, so...
And
I mean,
she was perfect.
Yeah.
But I, as you can tell, I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
He's really good at making you not remember his movies.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his plan.
I don't like
Keanu Reeves. I didn't remember The Matrix. Matrix 1 was... Oh,
the Matrix 1 was good.
Just because at the moment, you know, when you see a movie like that, that's awesome. But then they come out with 2 and 3 and demolish it.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah.
They had to juice that for all it's worth. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to. Just like, all right, two more sequels. Let's do it. No, it was a really interesting idea, too. And there's a lot more going on in that movie than a lot of people are really thinking about.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird, too? I don't know if you're even into this kind of thing, but I've been lately getting into like conspiracy theories and, you know, weird stuff like that.
Haven't you always been into this?
I have, but I've definitely gotten way more into it. Yeah. but there's one because, and this is might just be a gigantic coincidence, but when they show Neo's driver's license in the movie, The Matrix, this was made in like 1999, I think. And the expiration date was 9/11/2001.
Oh,
what?
But that's just, you know, I mean, that's just what can you really get from that?
No.
But
conspiracy theorists can. He's back.
So Ice Cream Man is back again. Maybe it's dueling Ice Cream Man.
I want to see what song it is.
This one.
If you're happy and you know it.
No, I think that's a made up one.
It's playing like, original tunes out there.
We got creativity.
Do you have that app on your iPhone?
It wouldn't do it. Oh, well, there's an app where you can hum.
Yeah,
and stuff.
SoundHound.
Yeah, but you have to pay for it. That's why I never had it. I only have a...
There's a free version of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get like
I actually have a gift card.
For a month or something.
Yeah, I have Shazam, so usually when
Shazam
I...
Shazam was the popular one. SoundHound is like the second one.
That's the one I always used. I always use it for when I hear songs on the radio or even online, and it's like on a movie trailer or something. It's I can't figure out what the fuck the song is. Just one little clip does it.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Like there was the Clash of the Titans.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They had that song. It was from The Used, right?
The Bird and the Worm.
Yeah, and it pissed me off. I was like, I fucking know this song.
Yeah.
And like, I realized what time of my life I knew. I was like, I know this song from high school. The hell is it? SoundHounded it and it fucking...
Also, you can like read the comments and like somebody else has got to be thinking about this too.
I always
too.
Saw it on TV.
Oh.
It was back when I still watched TV.
And what was so like memorable about that was that they used that song in the trailer so well.
They did.
It was like going with the music.
It was
fantastic. I love those kind of trailers.
Mm-hmm. You don't even the movie
really,
was terrible.
Yeah,
but...
I know. You're not even really thinking about the movie at that time. You're like, dude, this trailer's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could watch the trailer over and over again.
Oh, yeah, this is a movie too, huh? I didn't know that.
I feel the same thing about like when they use Muse songs. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm just like, this is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. It's more awesome, you know? And then you end and you're like, awesome.
Play again.
Then you don't want to
play
see
again.
There's a lot of different trailers that I've seen that I've much preferred over the actual movie. And
yeah,
Clash of the Titans is definitely one
yeah.
of them.
Primo example.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, great trailer, terrible movie.
Due date. Because it was the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, basically the movie.
Oh my god, and that's even worse when the trailers show like way too much.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find a balance.
You do.
Like, did you ever catch that trailer that I listed as my favorite trailer of 2010?
The Tree of Whatever?
The
yeah.
Tree of Life?
Yeah, I
that
voted
trailer
as well.
Is just so fucking awesome, man. Like, the music and the shots, like, you can tell this guy is actually making a film. And he's only showing you a little bit of it, but what that little bit is so fucking good.
Yeah, which I have a lot of high expectations for that movie. But I'm trying to lower them.
I know.
Because,
you have to.
Yeah, because there's so many things out that I'm getting overly hyped for. And I'm just like, you get let down.
And I really hope he just doesn't even release any more footage. No more pictures, really. Nothing. You don't have to. You know,
yeah.
you've set the bar. Now just make your movie.
Ride it out. And,
yeah.
and wait for the movie to come out. And it's what? It's what? Brad Pitt.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. You know, I don't think those two have ever been in a movie together.
Yeah.
It's such a weird combo.
It'll be an
interesting
dynamic.
And it was crazy, too, because in that trailer, you know, they show this kid, and then they do that classic trailer where they show the kid and they fade into the adult version of him showing,
right.
you know, this is a flashback. And that kid looks just like Sean Penn.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Unfortunately for that kid.
You guys got this. I mean, this
doing
is,
good.
It's going to be good. Hopefully. I mean... I can only judge it from what I've read and what I've seen in
yeah.
the trailer, but the trailer's so good.
See, the thing is, though, with like Brad Pitt, not to cut you off here, Piketa.
Well, you're staying on subject. I was going to move on.
Yeah.
Same thing. But.
Okay. Brad Pitt, he's like, he's doing these movies that just are super deep and you know, have so much meaning behind things, but I think it's just, it's too much.
Well, he did like, Megamind.
Megamind? He was
yeah,
in Megamind?
He was in Megamind.
I haven't seen it. I didn't even know he's
it was,
in
it. It was a fantastic movie, actually.
I heard it was okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
It had an old school Donkey Kong Nintendo reference in it, so that was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
but like with Benjamin Button, the first time I saw that movie, I didn't expect it to be 3 hours long. I also didn't understand it. I came out of the movie just being like, I don't know what to think about that. Like, it was cool, I think? You know? And then I saw it a second time, I'm like, okay, I understand now, and it's cool. I thought it was a great movie and everything like that. And then as time went on, that just kind of faded. It was just kind of like, it's just boring. I don't want to watch it again. Interesting yeah. idea. Just 3 hours is just so long.
It's too much.
You're fucking... Your wild time in India. Cool. I want to see 40 minutes of that. You know?
It's weird, though, because that movie, you know, it sounds like a simple enough plot where it's a guy who reverses an age. But if you really watch the movie and, like, pay attention to, like, what is going on in certain aspects of his life, it's like, it's trying to compare, you know, being old to being young.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, spoiler, whoever's seen it, but when he starts to get younger, which is actually him getting older, it's like, it's kind of, they can compare to each other, like, what you went through when you were a child is kind of similar to what you're going through as when you're ending your life. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, mm-hmm. but it is too long.
Yeah. Like, it was cool, the one part I liked about it was that, you know, as he's getting younger, you know, obviously there's that girl that he always goes back to, whatever her name is. I'm going to call her Jenny, because Forrest Gump, yeah. Jenny.
That was Jenny. Yeah.
And so that's always, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
So, like, she's going through her, like, rebellious ballerina phase and everything like that, and you see her all going all crazy, but he's kind of like, you know, I just want to be with you and settle down and everything like that. And then they get to that crossroads where they're kind of the same.
Yeah, they meet in the middle.
Yeah, and they're both kind of still kind of crazy and stuff like that. And then they pass that, and she's mature, and she wants to settle down, but he's young, and he wants to go out and do crap and off in India doing his 40-minute fucking thing over there. That part pissed me off. It was just so long and boring and sucked. And, yeah, it was just weird that how it all came back around, you know? And he was the super young kid, and she was the old lady. And
And I also thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, he's been going through his life always being different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the surface, you can compare that to a lot of different people who've never really felt like they fit in wherever they lived. And yeah. He just happens to, you know, be scientifically, biologically different.
Yeah.
But, it's just as comparable as a kid who is like, you know, got like autism or something.
Yeah,
you know, any kid with any kind of disability or anything different in school, he's going to get picked on.
Yeah, he's never going to be fully accepted by everybody in the community.
And he'll always know that there's something different about him, mm-hmm. whether it be someone to tell him straight up, or he'll just figure it out on his own. Yeah. He'll just know. He'll get stared at and stuff. It's crazy.
I want to get off the subject, but I want to bring back one thing. Just one line in that movie, funniest one ever, where it's right near the beginning, where he's the old man sitting in the wheelchair, and they bring him up on stage at the church thing, and the reverend comes up to him, and he's like, you know, I was like, how old are you, champ? And he goes, I'm 7. Fucking funny.
Yeah.
I'm 7.
I did enjoy that movie. I really think my only qualm with it is the length.
God, yeah. Yeah, they could have cut out a lot about that. Like, apparently there was a movie in the last Sundance that this independent people they made, and the last few shots of it was this guy, he the whole thing kind of resolves, and, like, he is holding a gun out pointing at someone else, and you see, like, the screen fade to white, and then, like, you think that's the end of the movie, and it comes back, fades back to white, back white, back white, back white. And literally in the audience, you hear people go, ah! And, like, people leaving and being pissed off and stuff like that. And, like, the director is sitting there, like, seeing all this happen. And basically said, you know, it's like, yeah, that's it's because we didn't have enough footage and stuff like that. And because someone overheard him before the movie said, and he's like, yeah, you know, it's great, you know, we got shot about for three hours or so like that, and I think we used every bit of footage, you know. And you never want to hear that ever when you're filming stuff, you know. And the people were saying, it's like, you could have cut that to an hour and a half and it would have been great.
Do you remember what the movie was called?
Mm-hmm. I can try to figure out, though.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah. So is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well,
go.
Oh, Dominic's got something. I was gonna I was gonna mention earlier about when we were talking about trailers and not revealing a lot. I was gonna ask because I haven't seen anything more about it, but I was wondering maybe if you had seen or heard anything about Super 8, because that trailer was so nothing. And I'm like, I'm intrigued now.
You know, it's weird. I listed that as my favorite trailer when we did that podcast special. And then changed my mind halfway through. I was like, oh, Super 8. Yeah, it was really interesting. Actually, no, Tree of Life. But, yeah, the only thing from Super 8 that I saw or read was, like, that first week when that trailer came out.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen anything since.
You know, it's kind of, I mean, it's J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
And he had a lot to do with Cloverfield. And he's kind of going about it the same way. He wants secrecy and doesn't want. And that also, you know, interestingly enough, has to do with the whole Hollywood mystery and magic. Like, everybody knows everything about the movie before it comes out. Most people can actually watch it before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
He wants to keep the magic alive. He wants to be like, all right, no, we're not going to tell you anything about the movie. Just be surprised. No one knew anything about E.T. until it came out.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I think that's how most movies should be. Or at least do it with some kind of finesse.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I did read a lot about Cloverfield. I don't really think I spoiled it for myself, but I definitely could have been a little bit more surprised. So I'm going about it the same way. It's like, okay, no research. I'm just going to watch the movie when it comes out, just like a normal guy did in the 50s. Yep. And once in the 80s. But yeah, it looks cool though. I mean,
yeah,
he's definitely good at making teaser trailers that are just going to like blow your mind within the first 30 seconds.
I was doing a little bit of research, and I found the podcast that talks about it, but I don't know what part, but I'll show you guys afterwards. What were you talking about? Super 8 still?
And then
James Cameron?
You were going to get on something because you did this whole...
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
I was just going to talk about the next Batman movie for a little bit. But
okay, we can do that.
We can do this for hours.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt? I remember his name now.
Yeah.
So what's going on now with The Dark Knight Rises?
We should have a whole section for
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I've been saying that for years.
Or the whole Batman versus Iron Man debate.
I'm trying to get Robert to come on.
We clearly won that because we're the only ones here.
God damn it. But get it?
No, can't jump the gun.
We're going to do it again. Prison rules.
Everybody bring your shanks.
We already won it because we're the only ones here. We're the only ones not afraid to show up.
See, that's a podcast that I'm going to need to plan out a little bit more, because if we're going to have five people in here, I want to make sure there's, you know, comfortability.
Just get me a wireless mic, and then I'll sit in the corner.
I'll be in the closet. But yeah, the new movie, they obviously announced that Anne Hathaway as Selina Kyle, but not that she's Catwoman, that she's Selina Kyle, but I mean, come on, she's going to be Catwoman. And all I can hope is that the costume isn't lame and she's actually good.
I love that costume with the goggles on it and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks all
classic.
The classic one, and I want to see that.
She's a cat burglar.
Yeah.
She's got to dress like one.
Yeah.
And I think that Christopher Nolan knows his shit, you know. He knows, I mean, he puts a lot of detail into everything. And there's so much detail to the Batman suit, the original one and the new one that he gets later on in The Dark Knight.
I love the new
one. It's all for a reason. It's never just, like, unintentional.
It's not just cool.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
every
not
part
like,
of his suit has a reason. And
just make his suit look cool. It's whatever. No, he was actually like, okay, now I need this, this, that.
I need this so I can turn my head.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was such a cool thing, because no one really addressed that before, but
I made fun of it. I made fun of it the whole time for the first one. I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
It's a pigeon.
I know, and he thinks about those things. He's a smart guy, and hopefully he just does the same with this one.
Like we was talking about, he needs more protection against dogs.
Yeah.
He's more vulnerable to, like, knife attacks now or something.
Yeah.
You know?
And he deals with dogs and knives throughout that entire movie.
Even
at the end, when there's that final showdown, more dogs. Fuck.
Yeah. He can just tell that he's getting, like,
he's like
annoyed by him.
Come on.
Hate dogs. But, the only thing, you know, I'm nervous about the costume, and I'm nervous about Anne Hathaway in general, because I've never liked her necessarily. But I never disliked her.
I keep seeing Princess Diaries every time I think of Anne Hathaway. Yeah. I see Princess Diaries. I'm like, come on.
The only thing to make yourself feel better is just to think the fact that at least it's not Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
Imagine how fucking awful that would be. She's just god awful.
Ellen Page.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. There were so many other worse choices. But, I mean,
there's
still,
so many other better choices.
We went over it on Facebook. Went over all of our choices.
And I still stick by what I said was that, you know, when it did come down to choosing the Joker and he chose Heath Ledger, I was, like, really thrown off. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah.
And then it came out, I was like,
such
a
choice. He hadn't really been in anything. The last thing he had been in was Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. And so it was like, to go from that weird controversial movie to come to this and do such a great job that he did.
So
he killed it.
Shocked everybody.
Yeah.
That movie was like, it was crazy how like the villain outdid the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people wanted to see the villain more than they did Batman.
Yep.
And that's the thing, with the comics, there's always been that dynamic, whereas Joker and Batman, their relationship is, you know, they need each other to outdo each other, to one-up each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept that in the movie. Christopher Nolan kept that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go back onto the Catwoman costume. The only thing that I hope they don't do, they don't make it fucking sexy and show off her cleavage and her ass every fucking time. I am gonna shut the movie off out of my mind if they do. If they release her costume and like she's wearing assless chaps and fucking a tube top and
actually, pull up real quick the cover for the Game Informer about Arkham City.
That's Arkham City. That's the video game.
Yeah, that's the video game.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that's not gonna reflect the movie.
I know, but that costume is pretty much what we have in our minds of what it
should
be.
I know what you guys are talking about with the goggles. I completely agree. I want it to be something slick to where she's a cat burglar. It's she's not going to be fucking wearing a skimpy tank top.
She definitely not like the Batman Returns costume. Yeah, the stitching that was weird.
That was weird. It doesn't need the costume doesn't need to be sexy. The person playing her needs to be sexy because she's
playing her alternate identity or whatever.
She's playing Selina Kyle.
That's fine.
Yeah, but the thing is that Selina Kyle was sexy. She needed to have a certain level of sexiness, but the costume doesn't need to show that. The costume doesn't need to show that she's like got breasts or whatever. I mean, the costume needs to be functional.
She's a fucking woman.
The costume needs to be functional. She can wear sexy things as Selina Kyle because she's supposed to be like a business type thing going on.
Yeah,
but.
We also don't know like what version of this character Christopher Nolan's going to go with. You know, like
there's so many
in my head that the Catwoman I like the most is the one from Batman Year One where she's a hooker.
Yeah,
but she has to be a cat burglar because she can't afford things and she has to live. And it's a very interesting take on a superhero character, supervillain character, but I'm definitely interested to see what he's going to do. There's unlimited possibilities because, I mean, Bane is a character, and Bane, you imagine this guy, gigantic with a mask on, with a bunch of tubes connected to his head, but obviously he's not going to be that way in the movie.
Yeah,
because it's grounded in reality.
Yep.
And it should all be very interesting. And the fact that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it now, it's like, well, who the hell is he going to play?
That opens up possibilities.
I was just about to ask, do you guys know what he's going to play? Like, where is he going to fit in?
There's been nothing yet.
The whole thing is, like, I've read a little bit about it, and, like, Christopher Nolan just went on record saying, he read the script, he loves it, he thinks that it's a very great way to end the trilogy, because he wants to make it a trilogy and make it all the stories connect with each other. And they have so far. Yeah. And I'm sure they will with the third one. And he said the opening sequence will blow your mind. And the opening sequences have always been good. Like, the first part of Batman Begins was... shit, what was the scene?
The first scene of Batman Begins was...
Drawing a blank.
Why am I drawing a blank?
It wasn't even, like, the beginning of the story. It was, like... God damn it.
What
the? I'm the worst Batman fan in the world.
I know. We're both failing. We're failing our people.
I remember it was something big, though, wasn't it?
No. Wait. It had something to do with the bat. I mean, it was when you fell down the well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. When he had the the bat scared him, that sort of thing.
The arrowhead.
Yeah, that was, that's what it was, the girl and the arrowhead. Yeah. That later became Katie Holmes.
It was it was good, yeah. It established, you know, that he's afraid of bats, and yeah. Batman Begins.
It's a great way to begin Batman Begins, Batman began.
Batman began.
The Dark Knight starts off introducing the Joker character with the whole bank robbery sequence.
Love that
it's
scene.
Fucking awesome.
I saw that in IMAX, because I wanted to see it in IMAX. And I saw that, I was in the third row, and I was like this. And I remember when it started, I felt like I was falling. I was like, oh my god. And then...
It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got some shoes to fill, I guess. I don't know the right correct term right now. But he's got a...
He's got a lot to live up to.
Exactly.
And
my first thought when I heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in it, and this probably has to do with the fact that he was rumored to be the Riddler, but, I mean, it's kind of unlikely now just because there's two villains in it, and...
But you think about it, it's happened before. I mean, Spider-Man 3, there was like four villains in there, you know?
But that movie sucked.
It came a shitstorm of just shit.
And all the previous Batmans was like, you know, Riddler, Two-Face, and then Catwoman, Penguin.
Two-Face is gone though, right? I mean,
Two-Face. I think he's dead. Yeah,
Harvey's dead. Joker's dead. Oh. He's gonna.
No, Joker's not dead. He's in prison.
He
said he's not going to replace him.
I really hope that he sticks to that one. Yeah. I think he will.
I think he will, too. Yeah. I really think, and I would be completely satisfied with this, because this is his movie, and this is his trilogy, and if he wants to end it the way he wants to, he should be able to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Since he is going to end it with this third one, and in his universe that he's created, there's not going to be any more storylines... Why not have a really established actor play the Riddler for the opening sequence and then just get rid of him? Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Actually, you know what? You'd be right. I mean, like, just make it seem like him and Batman between these two movies have, you know, been kind of conflicting and stuff like that, and Batman just comes in, tears the shit out of him.
Have
and
a
like,
cool opening sequence.
Shit, Riddler, what's up? You know, gang signs and stuff.
Exactly.
And I think I didn't like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Up until when I saw him in Inception, blew my mind.
Yeah.
He's good. I'm completely convinced that he is a great actor now. He complimented, you know, Leonardo so much in that movie and everything like that. Mm-hmm. He did great on all the parts where no one else was in the scene except for him and, you know, extras. But he did fantastic. I think he would do a great Riddler. If you think about it, he has that frame. You know, he's the kind of skinny guy. You know, he has... Mm-hmm. He has that crazy face.
As long as they don't go back to the Jim Carrey Riddler.
I thought when they first said that Riddler was going to be in there, they rumored, you know, Johnny Depp and stuff.
I'm tired of Johnny Depp. He's overdone.
He's too dark. And I'm like, just bring back Jim Carrey. Do it. It'll be funny as shit, you know? Like, he played a creepy person in 24, and, you know, he did a weird person in Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put those two back together and bring a little mask in there, and then bam, you got yourself fucking the Riddler.
I would be so happy and satisfied. I think it'd be like the coolest thing ever to see a cameo of a really cool villain that you've known your whole life, and then he just goes to Arkham after that.
Now that you mention it, like, I can't get that thought out of my head.
I would love it.
It'd be great.
It'd be a great way to start the movie. And if it was a cool sequence, which I'm sure it would be, and it was a great writing and stuff, like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's Nolan. It'll be shot right, you know, and he obviously has a great team of writers redoing this all. Mm. I think he could pull it off. Just the first 20 minutes, just do something with the Riddler and everything like that, you know. Have him kind of like subside and, you know, kind of relax a bit, and then bam, Catwoman.
Like, you know? Tie it in somehow into leading into the
end. And then you have Catwoman for the rest of the fucking movie.
He's
and
good Bane. At it.
Bane?
And Bane. Tom Hardy playing Bane.
I thought Bane was Poison Ivy's, like, henchman. Well,
That was from that movie.
Yeah, see, that's all I can go on. I don't know the comics.
See, I was reading the character description of Bane just to see how it'd possibly work in a Christopher Nolan movie. And it's definitely got the potential to, you know, modernize it. Like, mm-hmm. in the comic book, he was a guy who was born into a prison. Like, he was serving time for his father. It was in Venezuela or something, or Argentina. It was very weird. And he ended up being a really big guy, and he was always a prisoner. That's all he's ever known. So he's got mental issues and everything, and he was just abnormally huge. And then he started taking this medicine or experiment through the prison where he was injected with venom, and he became even stronger.
Right.
But they note in the description that, like, he's just as strong without the venom. The venom only helps.
Yeah.
And so with that said, like, you don't even need a venom element because that would be kind of weird.
The venom's basically like a steroid. It just lets him be stronger longer.
He could just be an abnormally strong guy because there's plenty of guys out there that are just freakishly strong, and there's nothing weird about them. Like, that's just the way they are.
That guy that's the world's strongest man, he looks like a normal dude. I mean, sure, he's built. Yeah. But, I mean, he's been in frying pans and stuff like that, and I-beams just for the shit of it.
Steroids doesn't give you that strength.
No, steroids let you work out.
Yeah. So, with that said, like, it's totally doable. Yeah. He can make that a character. And there's got to be a reason why he chose Bane, and no one's ever really going to know until he makes the movie. Because he's really big on that, too, being the whole, you know, secrecy thing. Like,
it's good.
Not revealing too much. The Dark Knight, it took forever just to show a picture of the Joker, because he didn't want a shitty photo of the Joker to get leaked. He wanted to show you, like, what he really looks like.
I loved that website build-up they had, where it was, like, all sorts of different stuff that you had to do, all these things you had to piece together.
And they'll show, like, a picture of him, but his face will be out of focus. And that just increases your... You know, the mystery is like, why can't I see him? Like, I want to see him, please.
You know what's funny? I actually have on my phone. I took a picture of it because it, like, messed me up the most. But the one scene from The Dark Knight where they're going to shoot the mayor, and then Gordon takes the bullet. That's the one scene where he doesn't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
And I paused it right there, and I took a picture because it was always a quick flash of that scene. But it was quick enough where you could barely tell, but enough where it stuck with me because it freaked me out because you see just a plain face with these scars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? That's crazy. And so I took a picture showing that he is a real guy. Yeah, he's a guy with makeup on.
It's crazy. Yeah, he did that character so well.
Shame.
At least you went out on a good note, though.
Seriously, like, if you could go out in a better note, I don't know what it would have been.
Well, have you seen The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
Yeah.
Saw
that, too.
Yeah.
It was awesome. No, he's a good actor. Like, he was just starting to, like...
Really get into more serious and bigger roles.
Like, he won the Oscar, even though he wasn't, you know, allowed to accept it. But I have no doubt that if he would have continued his career,
that would have been very deserving.
Yeah, he would have dominated.
Yeah, especially after The Dark Knight. I mean, he would have taken off.
I'm sure he had gotten, up until the day of his death, I'm sure he got offered a lot of roles right after that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Even before a lot of people probably even saw the movie, just hearing all that hype, it's like, dude, we got to get on this Heath Ledger bandwagon.
It's not really a great picture, but yeah, it's one of my favorite shots of him right there.
That's just creepy.
Yeah, because it's just a quick shot, and he's trying to shoot the mayor, and it's like, ugh, it's insane, and I love it.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
I was going to say one more thing about the Joker in that movie.
Okay.
It's interesting, too, because, like, he is this criminal mastermind, but he's also just this crazy guy. Like, it seems like he doesn't even want to use guns. He'd rather use a knife.
Yeah.
He only uses guns out of necessity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was more of an effect, really.
Yeah,
like,
intimidation.
Yeah, like even after the big rig flip, and then he's just shooting at stuff. Yeah. He's not shooting towards anything.
He's definitely not a sharpshooter by any means. He knows how to use a gun, and he'll try to use it, but he'd rather just, you know... Probably not even fight at all.
Yeah, I mean, when he does use a gun, like in the bank scene, he just looks behind him and...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. If you're listening to this and seriously haven't seen Begins or Dark Knight, you're dumb.
You're not a human.
Dumb.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things where, like, a lot of people overhyped Avatar and shit like that. You have to see Avatar, blah, 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 James Cameron, you know, $2 billion, whatever.
You don't have to see
that. No, it's not a good movie. You know, Dark Knight was the holder of, what is it? most money in box office or something. I don't know, something like that. Yeah. It was like at $580 million or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how much it was. It was a ridiculous amount of money. Yeah. And then Avatar came by and it blew up for no reason. And just because of fucking James Cameron, but it's such a good movie.
Like, it's fantastic.
It's great, you know.
And the fact that The Dark Knight didn't even get, like, considered for Best Picture that year. What the fuck?
It was in theater for, like, a year and a half.
I know. And they re-released it.
At least nominate it, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to win.
I didn't think it would win, but, I mean, nominated definitely deserved. And, you know, Best Supporting Actor, everyone knew he was going to win.
Definitely.
It wasn't even just because of the fact that he died, either. Like, I'm thinking really about that. Good. Like, no, he was really the best actor
really
that year.
Good.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. He played that dark, gritty Joker that's from the
insane
comics.
Insane person.
Yeah. Like, you know? Like everybody was like, what about the Jack Nicholson?
It's a completely different character.
It's a totally different one. That one's goofier. That one's, you know,
more comical.
Yeah, it's more comical, but this one's
more comic.
You're not
really scared
book.
Of him.
Yeah,
because when he like, does get scary, it starts playing music that's like circus music. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, that's the one, the Jack Nicholson one's the ones that's going to use the guns that say bang.
Yeah.
The little flag.
But the theme that the Joker has, the music that plays when the Joker tells his stories of like how he got his scars.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying music. Yeah. And just the fact that he's being so crazy only heightens the terror.
He always takes away that personal space. He's right up in your face. He's got that knife in your mouth.
It's like, dude.
It's like,
what the fuck's wrong with
this? What is he going to do?
One of those types of things that it works so well because it's believable. That could happen in real life. I mean, someone could go insane,
someone could do that.
And all this could happen. But back when he was goofy and shit's like, not gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know.
And the one guy whose mouth he does slice. I'm actually wearing. It's right here. It's
Michael
J.
White. Yeah.
There you go. That's a good note to end on because we're running pretty long, and I got to send out some emails. So yeah, I know. Very businesslike, right? I got emails.
I got stuff to do.
Got a briefcase. Nothing in it.
I gotta look at these.
It's in
notes.
The briefcase. Crackers.
So that is gonna wrap up for 32. I'll show you guys a few things that we've talked about after we end this.
Cool.
And thanks everybody for listening. Hopefully we can get more cast episodes in. High five all around. So again, thanks for listening. You guys want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Bye, everybody.
You guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone.